This is National Agriculture Week, celebrating the farmers and ranchers who dedicate their lives to growing food, fiber, and fuel for the world. Wheat production has been a cornerstone of South Dakota agriculture since the state's beginning. Today, South Dakota farmers grow both winter and spring wheat varieties. Currently, winter wheat is breaking dormancy across the region, and the crop is looking better than expected, given the dry seeding season of last fall. Reed Christofferson with the South Dakota Wheat Commission explains.
The emergence seems to be coming along. It varies a bit, you know, with the type of residue that it was planted into last fall. The greenness is coming, and for the most part, the winter wheat sector of South Dakota got a wet snow on it, and the moisture is now there. Let the sun shine.
A warm window in early March allowed some farmers to get a jump on seeding spring wheat before snow and rain halted field activity. Other farmers may still be weighing their options on crop rotation, given market prices and soil moisture conditions. Christofferson encourages farmers to include a small grain in their rotation. He believes cereal crops play a key role in soil health.
That differential root system, the fertility boost that it gives to the next year's row crop that's coming behind it, that ability to break up weed pressure, herbicide use, spread out the workload, have some early manure ground, have some early opportunity for cover crop ground, certainly maybe some early wildlife nesting habitat for pheasants. Just a lot of reasons why wheat should be a part of that rotation plan.
Christofferson states an early growing season may be conducive to spring wheat production as well, taking advantage of early rains before the heat of summer hits. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.